Like just do a guided meditation on the body. So just see how that works. So I'll basically name different parts of your anatomy and I'll ask you to bring your attention to those areas. And so this is not about the idea. So if I say go to your forehead or something like that, then it's not an idea about your forehead. It's trying to be aware of the heat, the pressure, the physical sensations, whatever they are in that part of the body. And so the idea, most of you have done this kind of meditation, the idea is that you settle your consciousness on that part of the body and you just allow your consciousness to abide with that part of the body. And then I'll name another part, and then you shift your consciousness, allow your consciousness to just rest. So the tendency for the mind to be scattered is composed by attention on bits of the anatomy. And I'll go through that and see what happens. Okay. So let's start as we have been starting, by listening. So listen. Bring your mind to that clarity, receptive awareness, as I've been talking. So in listening, let go of thought. Let go of thinking process, let go of past and future. And just come into the moment by listening. And again, notice the mind which is awake, present, receptive, and just for a moment hold the mind in listening, no thought. And turn your attention to the center of the chest, bring in thoughts of kindness as an attitude in the practice, so breathing in as we've been doing, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be free. So establish that attitude. Try to do that always, so that the attitude isn't one of grasping, but of kindness. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be free. Then establish the clear posture. So well grounded, well planted. So look at the base of your posture. So feel the base of the posture. So get a sense of being really solid, balanced. And the spine, very important. See if you can open your chest and keep your spine tall. Open the hara. This gives vitality to the posture. So if you start to get sleepy, use that deep breathing I talked about. Energize the spine, energize your whole mind with the deep breathing. So just notice as you begin the meditation, what's the kind of energy form now? Is it easy just to be here? Or does your mind easily drift off? And then bring your attention to the face, bring your attention to your mouth, bring your attention to your lips. Feel the upper and lower lips, this very sensitive area. So allow your attention to dwell or rest there, and then allow the feelings that are there to become manifest. So you're not squeezing your eyes looking for some kind of sensation, you're just allowing attention to rest there and being receptive and noticing what it feels like. Lips, then teeth, inside the mouth, the tongue, upper and lower palate, a very sensitive area. So by allowing your attention to rest there, the mind becomes collected, composed. Feel that whole area as a mass of sensations. And there's no, you're not trying to get anything out of this, or look, or find anything special. It is what it is. So some places in the body there won't be strong sensations, others there will be. You just let your mind rest with each part. Bring your attention to the ears. Feel the outer structures of the ears. Inside the ear canals. Attention resting, knowing. Bring your attention to the nose. Go to the bridge of the nose. As you're feeling the nose, don't squeeze your eyes, trying to look for something. Just settle attention there, let it present itself. Feel the nostrils. Feel the right nostril. So it's a very refined attention now, the right nostril. Don't tighten the jaw, don't tighten the eyes. The left nostril. Feel the movement of the in-breath. Feel it different than the out-breath. Don't squeeze your eyes. Bring attention to your eyes. Feel the eyeballs. Feel the eye sockets. And feel the whole area of the eyes. And notice any tension. Feel the temples, both sides, behind the eyes. Feel any throbbing, any tension. through the back of the head. Feel the top of the head. Now feel your whole head as a mass of sensations. Move to the neck. Feel the throat first. So you move attention deliberately and allow attention to rest. So each time it's like composing your attention and then letting the feelings manifest. The throat. Feel the sides of the neck. Feel the back of the neck. Feel the upper spine. Middle spine, lower spine. Through the whole spine, all the way from the base to the neck. Feel the body hanging off the spine. And feel the shoulders coming off the spine. Feel the upper arms. Feel the forearms. Feel the hands. Feel the right palm. Side the hand, feel the warmth, very sensitive. So let your attention just rest with the warmth of the right palm. Let it just rest there. So you're coming to the same consciousness like listening. Back the right hand. Palm of the left hand. And the back of the left hand. So in this kind of practice, there's no becoming. We're not going into the future. We're like totally dedicated to the present. So feel both hands very sensitive. Allow your attention just to rest with both hands. Feel the circle of hands, arms and shoulders as a mass of sensations. If you're getting sleepy, use the spine. Put more effort in holding the body straight. Bring attention to the chest. Feel the rib cage. Feel the lungs. Feel the physical heart. Feel the skin at the front of the chest. The feeling of clothing on the chest. Now feel the whole chest area. Keep the eyes relaxed, keep it straight, keep the spine strong. The whole chest area. Come down below the chest into the abdominal area, not the abominable area, the abdominal area. So feel the middle spine, the lower rib cage. Keep bringing your mind to the present, settling consciousness on the body. And feel the organs, intestines, stomach, and so on, kidneys, liver. Just feel the internal organs, even if you can't identify them. Feel the front of that area, the abdominal area, the skin, clothing pressing against the skin. Movement of belly. And notice the consciousness which is just present, not becoming. Not trying to figure anything out, just present with the body. Abdomen. Come down into the pelvic area, feel the pelvic bones coming off the spine. Feel the organs of the pelvic area. And feel the front skin of the pelvic area. Clothing, etc. Feel the hips. So if you've had some pain in the hips, you might feel heat, pain itself, discomfort. Feel both thighs. So the pressure of the thighs on the ground or your forearms against the thighs. Feel the knees. Try not to go to thinking. You can feel things in the body and no thought. So if you let go of thinking, then you have to let go of thinking, you have to notice the bodily feeling more accurately, more intently. Come down the legs, both shins, front of the lower leg. And both calves. Both ankles. And the feet, both feet. So feel the whole area from waist down to your toes, your legs, from the hips to the toes. Feel that larger area now. Feel the waist up to the neck. Feel the shoulders, arms, hands. Feel the neck and head. And feel the whole body. Now this is the body as sensation rather than as concept. Try to go to no thought. Feel the body, the whole body. No concept there. No interpretation. Feel the whole body. Now listen to sound. Now feel the body. Now notice both are objects in awareness. Listen to sound. Feel the body. Both are objects in awareness. So return to the body, pick up the breath if you want, or just go through the body again in the same way we did, or similar. And try to sustain that awake, conscious sense of presence. So either do it with one part of the body, like breathing at the belly, or move attention through the body. But the idea is to settle attention on a part of the body and kind of listen to it, let it become alive. And keep returning to no thought. Keep letting go of the past and future. All right, let's try that.